In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says she won't enforce a state law banning abortion that will take effect once the U.S. Supreme Court releases its formal opinion overturning Roe v. Wade, assuming that's what it'll do. A draft opinion from the court leaked this week, indicating it will strike down the landmark 1973 opinion legalizing abortion. Nessel said she's been taking a look at the old Michigan law.
That law is MCL 750.14. And what that means is that abortion is not just illegal, it's a crime. It's not just something that someone can sue over civilly. People can go to jail or prison for this.
She says the person who performs an abortion would be looking at a 4-year felony. Nessel says the person who performs an abortion would be looking at a 4-year felony. She also thinks a woman who performs her own abortion would face possible prosecution.
What I see happening is just basically not having any abortion providers at all in the state of Michigan. And my grave concern is that you are going to have women who are going to die.
Nessel said county prosecutors would likely decide on pursuing such cases. She won't enforce the state law. Nessel said she wasn't surprised by the Supreme Court's decision, but she says she was surprised that it leaked. And following the leak this week of a draft opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court indicating it will overturn Roe v. Wade, Congressman Fred Upton says it looks like abortion will be an issue left up to the states for now. He tells us if the draft sticks, state lawmakers will have to be the ones who decide whether abortion is legal and where.
It becomes a major issue when it really wasn't before. The other issue, of course, is that for a number of these Supreme Court justices, when they were being confirmed by the Senate, many of them said it was established law, that they didn't really anticipate seeing it change. So lots of questions. We'll see how this all plays out.
Couldn't Congress vote to either ban or protect abortion rights nationwide?
It doesn't appear as though either side can get anywhere close to 60 votes to have it go one way or the other.
That's just right now. Upton didn't comment on what he thinks about the Roe v. Wade decision, other than to say he's disappointed it leaked. The St. Joseph Department of Public Safety is investigating what it says is a suspicious death of a child. It says officers were called to the 700 block of Columbia Avenue around 1 p.m. on Tuesday on a report of an 8-year-old deceased. They located the body, and the Michigan State Police Crime Lab out of Grand Rapids was called in to process the scene. The autopsy will be conducted at Western Michigan University. The department says the death is an isolated incident, and there's no threat to the community. It's releasing no further details at this time. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.